going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into thetrainsouth.com. WWL Draft Fest here at the Hooters in Metairie. We just had the first pick of the board coming in for the Cleveland Browns. We'll review that. But folks, who is ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Lagniappe. That is Lagniappe, L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E. Now just go to WWL.com/contest. Register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen 9, noon, 3, and 6 for Jazz Fest. Code word of the day. You can see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Trombone, Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Well, if we knew round two was going to be a lot faster, guys, and the picks are starting to come in. Definitely at a more rapid speed than it was in round one, and we got the Houston Texans now taking Jaden Higgins.
Man, I wanted the Saints to get him. Mike.
A big wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah, Jaden's wanted a few big wide receivers in this draft class. He started at Eastern Kentucky, transferred to Iowa State, and they'll have another one picked pretty soon in Noel, who's a smaller guy, but Higgins is the big, lengthy guy, really good in the red zone. Excellent route runner, and he's deceptively fast because he's got these really long legs that can just sort of outrace you. And, man, he really came on last year for Iowa State. And people say, well, how Iowa State wins all those games is Higgins and Noel on the outside.
Yeah, they had two receivers from Iowa State of all places. But, Mike, he reminded me, like, I'm wondering with the Saints because of McMillan, how he's a big receiver. You know, the Saints, we have receivers, but who's big? That's why I was saying maybe we're 40 to get him, but looks the Texans just took him.
And last year they got decimated by injuries, right, Deuce?
Yeah, you did, and you got a trade here.
And the Tennessee Titans have traded the pick to Seattle.
So does Seattle make the move for a quarterback?
Wouldn't surprise me.
They spent a lot of money on Sam.
Well, you did.
Sam Darnold, but what's behind Sam?
But I don't know if I go for a quarterback here then.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, Seattle's one of those teams where, hey, maybe in the third round, but to move up.
They have somebody targeted.
They have somebody that they're definitely targeting. You know who the quarterback is for Iowa State? And I'm probably saying his name wrong, but it's Beckett. His dad played tight end in the NFL years for, I think he was a first rounder for the for the Jets and played down at Tampa. He's one of the coaches for, if it's not the USFL teams,
UFL.
UFL. And his son is the quarterback, and he'll probably be a prospect next year that comes out.
Man, he can sling it.
He can sling it. He's probably not the biggest may not have the strongest arm-wise, but you just saw one of his receivers that went number two, and another one will probably go in the second round.
And Mike, the first pick taken with the Cleveland Browns, they took the linebacker from UCLA. Talk about his story. And I mean, you're talking about definition of a football player, just write his name and just put football player. He's a tackling machine.
Yeah, Carson Schwesinger was actually a walk-on at UCLA. He came out of high school. He was 188 pounds. He played safety, put on some weight, became a linebacker. And, boy, if you watched him against LSU this year, everywhere the ball was, he was. And he can cover. He runs the field well, plays against the run strong.
If he's healthy, you'd be almost shocked if he didn't have 100-plus tackles. And well, I'm talking about the NFL level.
Think about Cleveland now. Mason Graham in round one, defensive tackle, and then Schlesinger in round two. So they get a defensive tackle, linebacker. Where they ranked stopping the run last year? It was either 29 or 30th, wasn't it?
Well, they're addressing that for sure.
Yeah. And they got a pick coming up after Seattle.
Which you'll be interested to see going forward if the Saints and Carolina address stopping the run. Because we know we were like last. We were one before last. I think the Panthers were last stopping the run.
Saints were 31st, yeah. Giving up 4.9 yards a carry 4 years after being number one.
Yes. But it went from the penthouse to the outhouse, Hoss. Mm-hmm. And then so Cleveland, they're in the same boat. You know, if you're in the bottom five in the league, again, in any stat,
then
so Cleveland addressed that by going that route with the D tackle and now the linebacker. Yeah.
The Seahawks traded pick number 52 and 82. Titans traded pick number 35.
The Titans need so many positions, and that's why they could do this, in essence, picking up extra picks, because they feel as though that's not a lot of difference between what you're picking here, yep, and what you're picking a little bit farther down the road.
Well, is it for the Seahawks, is it a receiver?
I think it's a quarterback.
You think it's a quarterback?
I saw one of the mocks I saw had Seattle trading with the Saints to get up to that 9. Saints go to 18 in the first round because they wanted a quarterback. So it wouldn't stun me.
I was going to bring up wide receiver guys, too, because the fact that one of the best available players they're saying still out there is Luther Burden.
Yep.
We watch Luther Burden enough. Man, that guy can play.
Yeah, but I mean, look at what Seattle lost. You lost DK Metcalf,
Tyler Lockett,
and you lost Lockett. You know, you still have one of your, I guess, a first rounder from a couple years ago. And here it is on the screen. What pick Seattle gets? Pick number 35. Titans get second round pick number 52 and a third round pick.
So we just waiting on Seattle to make that pick officially announced because they've already turned that card in, and no quarterbacks yet. And so we'll see if that changes here with Seattle. But wide receiver.
And Seattle, the interest in the second round, also the cornerback from East Carolina, Sharon Revelle Jr.
Yeah.
He was more like a middle second, but maybe they thought someone might take him, and they really wanted him.
The pick is in for the Seattle Seahawks, coming to the podium now. With the 35th overall selection, they moved up to make this pick. The clock is ticking down here. Reminder for everyone, too, the Saints, their second round.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Selection today, Ryan Ramczyk will be announcing the pick.
That's right. And their second round is 7 minutes, so we pick up. They're a little faster, right? As opposed to 10.
And none of us were correct on this pick.
Nope, not at all.
As the clock runs down.
Offensive lineman.
Negative.
Nope.
I'm going to keep guessing positions.
Keep guessing.
So not quarterback, not wide receiver, not offensive line.
Nope.
Keep going.
Defensive back.
Nope.
Nope.
Linebacker.
Nope.
Nope.
Edge.
Nope.
Tight end.
Nope.
Who's left?
Yeah, I don't
know. Quinshon Judkins.
Wow. Oh, running back.
Ohio State.
Ole Miss boy, huh, dude? He left Ole Miss, went to Ohio State.
Yeah, and if he stays in Oxford, he breaks a few more of
your records. So you're like, go.
I wanted him to stay. You know, it took a while to break him, but he is a tremendous, tremendous player. And what's interesting is Seattle has Walker.
No, Emin Wari.
Whoa. Somebody got some bad information.
And Mike, he could have been.
So when I said safety, defensive backfield, I was right a little bit.
Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm a pick ahead.
Yeah, Deuce is one pick ahead.
I'm a pick ahead.
Mike, Emin Wari, I mean, he was a first-round talent.
Yes.
He was a first-round talent. I think it's a fit pick. And
yes.
You think about their head coach, defensive-oriented with Mike McDonald.
Where did he come from?
Baltimore.
I mean, and so he's got his Kyle Hamilton.
Didn't you have him ranked higher than the Malachi who went to the Ravens?
One pick off.
Yeah, yeah. Tick. So no, he'll.
So what you're saying is we know Cleveland's pick already.
We know Cleveland's pick.
and
Cleveland did not.
And we'll let you guess the position.
I will. I'm going to be called Vegas real quick.
Yeah, are you going to call Vegas right quick?
Yes.
And Cleveland did not go the quarterback.
Right.
Oh.
Nope. Didn't go the quarterback, but I think when you look at it, Nick Chubb, you don't know what you're going to get any more from him.
Right.
Just with the injuries that he's been able to come off of. They still have a really good line, but Cleveland must feel really good about the other quarterbacks. And I know that they're probably still trying to get and I got to get some clarity on that situation. Can they file and get salary cap relief if Deshaun cannot play because the injury happened?
That's above my pay grade, Deuce. I don't know that one.
Off the field?
Or do you
have to put him on the non-injury reserve? Or I mean, because there's something they can file. And what was interesting though, they had insurance; they had to insure that policy.
Right, all the guarantee.
Yeah, and so they may be able to get some salary cap relief. Is what the word was when he originally re-injured that. I think it was Achilles.
Yeah.
Boy, it just shows you the NFL is so humbling. Shador's like, what?
Yeah.
And then you keep sliding and sliding. I know Deion's ticked off. And
you know what, Bob? Sometimes God puts you in the right place.
Right, yeah.
Put you in the right place.
Yeah, how are you going to handle diversity going forward? Yeah.
We even had President Trump sounding off about Shador not getting drafted.
What?
That's true.
He was all mad. He couldn't believe that nobody would took Shador in the first round and that he should be going first pick day two.
Well, I mean, come on. Trump's right some of the time. I mean, not all the time. He's not gospel. I mean,
thought it was funny we got the president sounding off on the NFL draft.
Well, he was a professional football owner when the USFL, the New Jersey Generals, he brought in Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie, so he probably thinks he knows a little bit about football.
That was my first football jersey, actually. Herschel Walker, New Jersey Generals, yep.
Yeah, so yeah, you a Jersey boy, you know, and the Devils aren't doing too good in the NHL.
But, Deuce, the thing with Judkins is the fact that I think you're right. Had he stayed at Ole Miss, he'd be on top of that lead list for rushing stuff
No doubt, and he is a physical runner. He's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's not a big guy, but he brings a nice thump to his running ability and his style. And so I think it's what like Pike High School in Alabama is where he was. And how about this, Bobby? Neither Alabama nor Auburn offered him.
What?
Neither Alabama or Auburn.
That shows he'd always get it right.
No. And how about this now? We're talking about a young man. I think it was was it Herschel or – I think it was Herschel Walker record that he was flirting with as far as rushing yards for a freshman.
Well, Herschel, because Herschel at University of Georgia.
Yeah, but
right, that's a freshman.
I'm talking about we're talking about like over 1,500 rushing yards.
Yeah,
all right,
I got you.
As a freshman, so it's not. I didn't even do that, you know.
Well, wait, did Ohio State pay them more money than Ole Miss?
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't want to get into the financials.
Well, the thing is, but he got a national championship ring.
They did not.
They did not pay him more?
More. Ohio State did not.
So he was going maybe to win a championship?
No. So sometimes you kind of misjudge the market.
I got you.
And Nico, you know, maybe I got a pretty good situation here.
Right.
But, hey, I want a little bit more. And if I don't get it, I'm gone. And you put out some fillers to a few schools, and those other schools like, I'm not close to competing. Why am I going to pay a running back?
Right.
This money. But like you said, at the end of the day, you got a national championship.
Yeah, with Ohio State. Yeah, if you're not going to get paid, that's the team to go to.
I remember when he was, less than 190 pounds when Ole Miss signed him?
Yes.
I don't think he was. I think the second number was an 8, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's thick. He is put together, though.
Yeah.
He is put together, and he is a physical runner.
Safety Nick Emmemwori going to the Seattle Seahawks, the 35th selection. Then it was Quinshon Judkins, running back out of Ohio State, going to the Cleveland Browns. We are taking a break here at our Draft Fest coverage at the Hooters in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey. We'll be back with even more with Team WWL right after this.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.